almost on a daily basis, people going places and doing things past the Y, where Funny River Road annexes to the Kalifanski Beach Road and the Sterling Highway. And for many, many years, since it was a sizzler, that location has been the home of many places, and now it's the new home for the Kenai Local Food Connection, which is actually the hub of a movement that is going on from the governor's office down to the grassroots and people who want to build high tunnels. And I'm talking with Liza Eller, who has been part of the Local Food Connection for a long time. You've been here for how many years, Liza?
I've been in the area for about 35 years.
Okay. And how did you first get involved with the Local Food Connection?
I met Heidi Shea, who was putting together Kenai Resilience, and that seemed like such a good idea that we started to scheme about all the things we could do together.
Now, the growth of the local food movement nationally, but specifically in Alaska, because of our dependence and sustainability and our dependence on imported food for our sustenance has really grown. And you mentioned Heidi Che and of course all the high tunnels. When I came here, there was no such thing, and now we are producing food. We are seeing the Harvest Moon Festival draw thousands of people, rain or shine. And what is the future for local food now that you've got a location here? It can be a destination here where the goods is also located, but what do you see as the future for local foods?
Well, our goal is to double the amount of local foods produced and consumed in the next 5 years. So in the last 10 years, as you said, it has doubled. And so in the next 5 years, we want to see that double again. And part of our strategy for how to help that along is to have a center here in the middle of Saldatna that is the local food center. It's not just Kenai Local Food Connection and the goods, but we hope to see many local organizations and projects and agencies partner with us to hold classes, to hold events, to hold show films, to basically help and support people to eat more healthily and to care for their families with local, fresh, clean, and healthful foods that can help our economy, but also most importantly, the health and well-being of our residents.
Now, we also hear the science behind eating locally, and we know that producing local food is part of it, but then consuming it is the other part of it. Many times we don't want to pay the extra price for the local grown food, so we'll sacrifice our health for that. But also as a way of becoming a consumer and people learning, you have a local food directory so that people say, yeah, I want to do that, but I don't know how. Where can I get this? In the middle of the wintertime, where can I get some local rutabaga?
Yes, we have the directory, which has over 40 local producers and local food sellers in it now. So that's available here at the center. We also have the goods, which carries many of those local foods throughout the year. We have a culture that is very small but beginning to burgeon around people who want to stay connected to their farmers. They want to stay connected to each other. They want to know where to get those potatoes or those pickled onions or those that salmon when, you know, they can't go out and get it themselves. One of the things you talked about was the expense of it, and I want to speak to that directly. I think that we have become accustomed to very cheap commodities, and unfortunately the price we're paying for that is not in the grocery store, but in the doctor's office. So when we think about how we spend our money, we want to do that really judiciously. You know, we want to make sure that we're spending it in a way that doesn't end us up with diabetes or other health concerns that, you know, are going to end up costing us not only in doctor's bills, but also in our productivity and our ability to care for ourselves and our families. Also, I want to say, like, we are really, really concerned with the price. We want to get that price down for folks. One of the big efforts that we're working on, for example, is doubling up SNAP, doubling up WIC coupons, doubling up these government-sponsored ways to buy food. We need to double those and really make sure that they go further and also give education to folks so they know how to cook with bulk foods, which are going to be a lot cheaper than packaged goods.
And this also builds the local economy. So people who are involved in local businesses who would like to be part of and be known as a local food sponsor, you have advertising available for them too.
We do. We have our local food our local food directory has sponsors and ads. You can put them in, and we'll give you more advertising for your dollar than just about any other way of advertising your business. We have the Harvest Food Festival, which is, it's 3,000 people, which is wonderful, but the cool thing about it is that they're almost all locals. There's almost no tourists at Harvest Festival. It's like kind of after the tourist season in September, so all those local people are here to stay. They are here to buy your goods, and we will advertise you heavily if you are a donator or a contributor to our festival.
And if you are a newcomer to the Kenai Peninsula, rather than driving by, turn in. Come into the goods, the new place where they are, their home office, the local food connection, and talk with Eliza Eller and find out how you can not only support but eat locally and become healthy and save all those medical bills. I'm Earl Sikorski over at the Healthy Food Connection, the local food connection, the goods. And fish and chips on Friday is the best at the goods. Returning you to that local grown sound of KSRM.